Well, everybody, today is another Friday. Oh, here we go. Today is September, so we're in the month of September. It's the fourth day in 2015. Let's clear the date here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And it looks like maybe yesterday and today is or was the end of World War II. Oh, let's clear away these energies here. You may have things inside of your body that relates to that. So here we go. Releasing the energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if there's any emotional bodies floating around here, boy, that's going to be kind of hard to do. But if you think you have a World War II veteran in you, or even one that's newer, or one that's maybe a little bit older, let's release that. So here we go. So if you have a tendency, more recently to watch World War II movies, maybe you have some entities in you wanted to see what happened. So here we go. Entity release. One, two, three, four, and five. They can get attached to you all different ways. Just by watching, footage of different things they can attach. Because you can't see them, and they're just floating around, and maybe they kind of catch you or watch you as you're watching a movie. So let's do a clearing here for people's emotions, if you had any situations happening. This was a 70 anniversary. So here we go. That was for World War II. I don't know if it's that good of an anniversary, but it did happen 70 years ago. So let's clear out the energy. Let's clear out war trauma in case you have that inside of you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And also, let's clear out situations, emotional stuff that you may have occurred or pain maybe more recently. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's being released. And I'll just tell you a little story that, but it's probably in the 80s, working with a gentleman back then, early 80s, I think, and he was a Vietnam vet. And he was in a situation to where he had a lot of friends that were wounded, and there's only a few people that could actually, you know, leave or maybe escape before they were overtaken. Let's use that term there. So I think he had five people, and he asked them. He says, "Well, what I'll do for you is, instead of you going through torture and stuff, I'll end your life. And what I'll do is you can come into my body with your spirit." And probably it was also the emotional body. So he terminated five of them to keep them from being tortured. When I saw him, he says, "Yeah, Ron, this is pretty rough because I have a lot of nightmares and stuff, and I have all this history from these people." So I think I cleared maybe three of them out of him, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't want to get the other ones to leave quite yet. He wasn't ready, but I only did one clearing for him. I haven't seen each other since, you know. Well, I never will, but anyway, that's how he got attached by at least the emotional bodies for sure, and maybe the spirit. So we did a clearing on them that way. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. That's how they can attach to you and come into you. So he actually asked them to come into his body before he, shot them all in the head. So let's, I don't want to get too gross here, but that's what happened. So let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. As many as you have will energize for you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Bilky, and on the call tonight, which was our entity call, Ed mentioned, yeah, thanks for doing all these calls for all these amount of years. Yeah, it's time's going by. So anyway, 10 years, basically. Over 10 years, in fact. But anyway, back to you, our co-host here, Ann, so I'll bring you up.
Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. Good evening. Welcome. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Be sure and check that out after the show tonight. There's a lot more information there, a lot of free healings you can do, all sorts of things. It is Paranormal Friday. We do have some paranormal questions. Thank you for charging up the light beings, Ron, and for clearing that anniversary of the end of World War II. I was wondering if you could clear the numbers 70 and also the numbers of today's date for us.
Okay, so let's clear 70. So, releasing that energy. One, it could be like key numbers, key words. We have a free clearing for keywords. Numbers would also work there, too, if you wanted to put something in that kind of attracted to. Do maybe a better job, you want to go on the natal clearing for yourself. But here we go. 70, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in today's date. 9, 4, 2015. Clearing that. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And then we'll use the word September. That could also be another key word or way they can attract you to other things. So here we go. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okie doke. Back to you.
Okay, and when you brought up the date, it reminded me it's the beginning of the month, tomorrow evening's show, which is the same time on the same station, 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 2. Please listen live, and there will be a trip to the Lightship where you can request a physical healing, and it will also be the night we celebrate the September birthdays. So especially if it's your birthday this month, be sure and be on tomorrow's call. And as I've said a million times, Saturday is my favorite night of the shows. So, Ron, what kind of a life could a person possibly have who actually invited entities into their life the way you described that soldier as doing? And I'm sure he thought he was doing the right thing, or maybe he wasn't even in his right mind when he did that. But what kind of a life experience would he have had?
Well, let's just assume that the soldiers, the spirits were now in control of different soul families, so he would have all that other energy from the soul families working with each spirit. And people could come into his life causing problems. Remember, the soul family is only there to maybe have you learn something or get you to do something, to sabotage you, to hurt yourself, to cause problems, and, maybe find a partner, and get your soulmate or something, but just be a soul family member, and that may not be too good, but then people say they like it, so I don't know. But anyway, from that, that's one thing. The emotional body, that would torment the person. Like, it could say, you filled my body, and maybe could have escaped and we could have got healing somehow. Maybe, a helicopter could have flew over to pick me up, and you killed me, and I'm dead. Well, I don't like you now, and I'm going to give you nightmares of you putting the gun to my head and killing me. Well, that could be another situation. Then along with that would be all the emotions of that person's lifetime. Maybe the person could have been married, could have had some children, girlfriend, for instance, or whatever. And very possibly he would feel kind of like really, really bad because it left, got killed by this person. It might not really associate the energy too much, although it could, of maybe possibly being captured and being tortured. But, that never happened to it. Well, that's just a thought. What happened to it was that it saw it getting itself killed. So I would think there'd be a lot of trauma and drama there. So the person was very glad to have these released when I did that for him. Was probably a lot of sadness too. But, you know, aside from that, that's what can happen. And so he could be living the lives of these people through the emotional body, and it can be very, very confusing. Because you're going to have, like, you know, three times the load of what a regular person would have had, or all five are released, it'd be five times. Just thinking of having five emotional bodies in you, typically one is plenty. So right away you might say, oh, jeebony. So, and you don't know where they're getting the emotions from because you didn't experience it. Well, that's what we do entity calls on Friday night. Get rid of entities that are affecting you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. A listener wrote in, grateful for that man who mercifully helped out his friends. I hope he finds peace. And someone else is asking, could you, or maybe do you, did you clear that man by thinking about him? Meaning if you, specifically you, Ron, think about somebody who has went through something, or are you actually giving healing energy to that man and clearing him?
As of what we did tonight, no. What I did in the past was completed, so that's all. But I work in the now, so I don't normally go back into past situations like that I've worked with in the past. So once I do a clearing, it's done and over with, and then I move on from that. So, you know, this happened probably in the early 80s, so that's a long time ago. Yeah, no, you know, that's, it's only bringing it up because of entities, and we have war here, World War II, you know, to come, you know, raising up and bringing forth entities and different things, so. And I'll do a clearing for vets in case something similar happened to you, if you're a veteran. Similar scenario, we'll say. Maybe you had a really good buddy, you know, that you saw get killed, and somehow, you know, you maybe put out the thought of being with him or helping him or something or whatever, you know. So if you do have that emotional body of that person with you, I'll clear that for you. So just think of that situation. And it'll probably be traumatic for you. Oh, here we go. We'll just release that emotional body. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy, a lot of sadness there. I'll do a sadness clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's typically for people who are maybe soldiers on the ground. So I'll do a clearing if you were maybe in the Air Force, shooting at things that you really couldn't see face-to-face, or bombings, having guilt, not knowing what happened, knowing that you had destruction there, but, you know, the person wasn't, say, a couple hundred feet from you or anything like that, so you really didn't see all that was going on, the explosion. Oh, here we go. Let's release that energy. So 1, 2, another sad one here, boy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this should bring you peace as you're looking at it. If it doesn't, then you may have to go online and do maybe a clearing for maybe what you feel. So, but anyway, hopefully this will nip it in the bud for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll do one more for military, you know, ex-military or military. Maybe you are or were in charge of directing people to do something. But okay, here's the map, you know, we're here now and go over there and do this here, and you knew there'd be casualties, or maybe nobody even came back. Now you have guilt, as you know that they didn't come back, order them to do something. So here we go. Let's take away that guilt. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. It occurred to me as you were doing these clearings that even if you had a father or brother who was served, someone you were close to, these healings are probably really making those people feel better as well. Because I guess the more whole and healthy any veterans you know are, and if you're connected to them, then the better you're going to feel as well.
Yeah, because energetic cording. So if you whatever you do on yourself, it won't clear somebody else. But if they're cording you, then they're going to feel peace energy, and so that could give them some relief also. So you know, if they're trying to help you some way, we'll say, or you're just with them. Maybe you're the wife of a veteran or something, and you know, maybe you're not listening, and you just have this clearing for yourself. It'll still work for you. It may work for the other person. If you are a veteran and you have a husband or wife, then very possibly they'll feel a lot of relief as this is being cleared from you because it's in your energy field, and since they're with you, they're like an extension of you, so they'll feel the relief also. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I just want to mention something. Well, I have a question. Does it feel to you that everyone listening is in the now and on the CLS Now timeline of light?
Yeah, they are. Yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Someone actually asked a question about cording. How do you not cord? Let me just open this up. How do you keep from energetically cording people you love and live with? I thought maybe we could segue into that now, Ron.
Let's see. Well, if you don't judge them, you're not going to cord them. Well, that's the main thing, is judgment allows a cord to come out. So you have a mental thought about them, right or wrong, makes no difference. It's still an energetic connection. If you don't cord anybody and you don't think of them or you don't judge them, the judgment is the bottom line. If you don't have judgment, then how can you cord somebody? Because you're not connecting to their energy system. We do have a judgment system online for that. You may want to find out why you're judging. If you are doing that, try to go a little deep with that yourself. It might be a different type of clearing to do. But, you know, after you do a few clearings, you know, then at that point, if you don't have it completed, then do the judgment one. I'll do that one probably last. So let's just say that you have a daughter, right, and your daughter is, let's just say, 16 years of age and learning how to drive, and oh, you're looking at what she's doing, and you go, oh, boy, this is not right, you know. Her lifestyle isn't exactly the way it's supposed to be, and you're judging her every day because of her reactions to living life here. But you start judging her, and then that's energetic cording also. And at some point, you're going to be really tied up in cords, and you wonder why you're not feeling well, why you sense when your daughter's doing something when she leaves the house or whatever. And, you know, a lot of women do cord their children. Just males may not do it as much. Typically, women do cord their children because they gave birth to them. Maybe other reasons, too. But well, that's what happens. And you can kind of sense or feel what's going on at times if you're pretty sensitive. But the whole thing is bottom line, is judging. Are you judging them when they come home, you know? Doing something, and or they look different, or their clothes isn't right, or whatever, then you know, you're putting on an energetic cord to them, so you're kind of tied up in their life, and you're then, I would assume, trying to make their life be like your life, or you're trying to control their life according to what you think is best for them, which may not be best at all, but you want them not to go through the school of hard knocks like you went through, we'll say. Oh, you think that your way is better than theirs, and may not be. But the judgment is what happens, and that gives cordings. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, interesting. And while we're on the subject of cordings, if you have entities in you, are people potentially cording you that used to cord that person before they were deceased?
Say that again. I just didn't quite get it.
Well, if let's say I
have in you, are you saying
yeah, you've got an entity which is a ghost? Well, those when that person was alive, they were probably courted by their friends and family. Will you also be courted through that entity?
Okay. So, are you saying that a person that died that mm-hmm. You had cords to, will the entities jump over to you? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, kind of. Or just take the person you were talking about that had the entities of the soldiers.
Okay.
And if those soldiers were being courted, which it's likely that they were, did he then take on those courts as well?
Well, you mean the courts from the other people?
Yeah.
It's possible. Not completely. Okay, so the soldier that died, we'll say, okay, that had energetic cords to its family and friends back home, okay, because they're all thinking of that person, right? So by removing the entity, that emotional body, from that person, the cords will probably stay with the body itself. I don't think the cords would come from the emotional body from that person to you, and then from you, the emotional body will say, hey, bring the cords over here, because they may not even know who you are. So I don't think it would come that way. It could, but I would say possibly not. I'd say probably 95% of the time it would not.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit of comfort there. Thank you, Ron. I just realized, too, when I asked you earlier for someone, you know, if you heal people when you think of them, and I realized that people are always asking you how do they live from their heart and stay heart-centered, and really we're witnessing you. You don't really think, do you, Ron? You're really talking to us and giving us information that comes from your spirit and your heart.
Yeah, I live out of time. And so by living out of time, I'm not in your reality of living here. So I don't do any energetic cordings. And when I maybe think of somebody or see a picture, that's just data for me. I don't go into that person's emotions. So if I watch movies and there's a lot of, say, killing and things on it, maybe in the movie or whatever. I don't watch too many of those, but there is. It's just an event. It would have no more reaction to me as if I saw somebody get killed with a gun or a knife or something, as it would be having a person just drive in a car or eating an ice cream cone or something in the movie. I don't relate to any of that. So what I do when I watch movies is just like collect data, just kind of watch and see what's happening. There is a great movie. If you have Netflix, it is a war movie. It's very interesting. It's called, it's on Netflix, it's called The Admiral. I don't know when it took place. I don't know, 1700s, I guess, maybe. They had cannons on the ships, but it was a very good movie, I thought. Anyway, it is war, so kind of interesting, but subtitles. It's a Korean movie. It's made by the Koreans, I believe. So back to you.
Interesting. Okay, thank you, Ron. I know. I wanted to ask, you mentioned the judgment clearing before. May we have a sample of the judgment clearing?
Okay, so you'd have to think of something that you have seen that maybe disgusted you. Then you're in really a lot of judgment. Something that you really, really liked, then you're in judgment too. Something that you just hated, or something that maybe you did that you're beating yourself up on, you shouldn't have done it. Have consequences now or then because of it. Oh, and you're judging yourself. So here we go. Judging yourself, judging something else, it makes no difference. It's still with you, storing it inside of your body somewhere because you chose to run that judgment program with an issue. And the issue was probably inside of you to begin with, and now it's raised its head. Now you're going on an emotional roller coaster ride with the judgment. That's what happens. It gets stronger and stronger, or more intense each time you enter into that program. You're just getting another program added to it, we'll say, or higher intensity. So think of a situation that you judge something. And here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do something a little different here. So let's say that you're one of these people, maybe everybody, and you go into the grocery store and you're going to buy tomatoes. And so knowing that you want to see a lot of life force in those tomatoes, you maybe pick them up and you feel them, And maybe you picked up 10 of them and you finally found the right one. As you're picking them up, you go, I don't know, no, not good. Right away, you imprinted that poor tomato with your negative thoughts that it's not good enough. Somebody else will eat it now. And so you go through 9 of these, and you finally find number 10. Ah, this is the one, Well, what happened to the other 9? You put your thoughts into those poor tomatoes. And so now they're going to have negative energy on them from you. It's negative because you imprinted them. So you're like the dark side practitioner. Is probably going, oh boy, those poor tomatoes. And now somebody's going to be eating your energy. Never thought about that, did you? Are you quartered to the person that ate the tomato that you connected to give judgment on? Possibly. Oh, let's release it. Oh, another way of looking at this here. Oh, here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And that also goes for, I'll go a little further here. Let's say that you're looking for a dog or cat, and you go to the animal shelters, and you start looking at maybe 10 different, say, dogs, right? You want to get one, today, we'll say, and you looked at all these 10 dogs, and naturally, 9 will be the losers. So you're looking, I don't want this dog. But the dog's going to probably react to what you're doing because you're giving it negative vibes that it wasn't good enough for you. Maybe it's too big. I just can't, I don't want this dog, next one and next one. And the one you finally get, you go, wow, this is the right dog for me. Well, those other nine dogs will say, felt your energy of rejection. Oh, food for thought, everybody. So I don't know what else to tell you to do. No, but you just imprinted the dogs with the judgment that they're not good enough. So I'll do a clearing for that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Okay. Right. Oh, thank you, Ron. I just came back from the store and bought tomatoes. I think I only judged one other package, and then I took the other, the one on top, next to it. But people who do your clearings have told me that they're very careful to clear all of their food and all of their vitamins and supplements and anything they drink before they consume it. So I think that's
very
great.
Very good. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, that's great. So I'll just go something else here. I'll just kind of interject here. So what if before you came in to that aisle to buy your tomatoes, we'll say, there was maybe a, I don't want to use the word crazy person, but it was somebody who wasn't, maybe somebody was really angry. Let's not use crazy. That's not good. A real angry person came in there and started picking up the tomatoes. And, got that energy. Or let's just make it a typical situation, right? You went home, you bought all the groceries, got home, and we'll just say this is a man who bought them. And your wife was going to make something with tomatoes, and you forgot them, and you got everything else but. And she's on a deadline, and all of a sudden now she's upset with you. Hopefully this hasn't happened, but we'll just make the scenario go on here. So now she's really angry because you forgot those tomatoes. Now you got to drive 20 miles to the store, buy the tomatoes for her, and she's giving you a lot of confrontation and upsetness when you come home, balls you out. So now you go to the store, and you're kind of angry with her because you have to go to the store now. For you, it wasn't a big deal, but for her it was. And now you're in the tomato aisle, and now you got to buy tomatoes. So now you pick up your tomatoes, and you just don't like them. So now you imprinted all your negative energy because your wife got upset with you, and it's now imprinted on the tomatoes that you bought. Naturally, you probably didn't pick anything up to sample their energies. You just grabbed them. And now you get home and you give them to her. So what are those? They're going to have a lot of negative stuff on them. You know, we all have heard or even sensed a cooks in a restaurant, you know, having their energy into your food because they're making something, and sometimes some food is better than others, you know, when you do eat. So anyway, I'll just let it go at that. So I'm just trying to show you how energy gets transferred here without you even really realizing it. Back to you, Ann.
You know, you've given us so many tools, Ron, to help us keep our spirits in our bodies, to stay heart-centered, to be on the CLS Now timeline. You have the entity clearing, but I know I always still say I command any entities that are in on or around me to be destroyed instantly if I go anywhere. So what could we do other than run the judgment clearing all the time? Let's say at the end of the day, could we say I command all judgments, what, come back to me, be canceled, be...
Well, in a sense, you'd probably want to take each judgment and clear it. Trying to do a blanket statement like that may not work.
Okay.
You have to look at the issue that you're involved with and clear that issue. That's how the clearings work. And they work much better that way than just to put a simple statement in. No, that could work, but it's best to look at what's causing the problem, okay? Well, you know, if you step on a nail and your foot hurts, well, you want to clear your foot from hurting, naturally. Entities that come into it, and maybe clear the nail energy. Oh, you know, you'd have like three different clearings there. And maybe the pain energy and, you know, infection energy. So, you know, you want to look at each one of those and clear those. You know, listen to that the Dog Bite show. I hope it's a good show. Like I said, I haven't heard it. Oh, since we did the show, I don't listen to archives. So hopefully it's a good show for everybody. But that you can see how complex it is to get rid of stuff. Back to you.
Okay. So it sounds like if, for instance, we go out for a walk and somebody, you know, maybe 10 things could have happened, like you saw a bad driver, saw someone didn't stop at a stop sign, somebody yelled at you, someone spit on the sidewalk, you know, you could have had judgments. So it seems like we ought to add, I clear all my own judgments, like into our daily talking to our spirit to keep ourselves clear.
But it's stored on your body. So what you want to do is write down what you saw.
Okay.
And clear each one of those issues. Remember, if you're out of judgment, and somebody spits on the sidewalk, and you have no judgment about the person doing that, you're just going to see them spit on the sidewalk, and you know it's going to kind of roll off your back like water off a duck, you know. So it's not going to bother you. Now, if you were taught and trained by your parents or whoever that's a bad thing to do, or maybe you were enlisted in school, you know, to look for people who spit on the sidewalks, right? Kids maybe in elementary school or junior high or something, and you were the policeman in a sense, in one of those little uniforms, and you were looking for that because that was a big deal back then. So now you're carrying that on into your later life and have all the judgments from the past on that. But you want to be actually in neutral, so whatever you see happening is not going to trigger you. And if you do have a trigger, then you want to release the trigger, get rid of that clearing.
Okay. So you have to
get the clearing. I mean, to get the clearing to get rid of the energy that's stored inside of you, because it could go really deep. Well, back to you.
Yeah, you have to release your inner hall monitor and your inner police officer. Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone's asking, how do we clear our food? And I have heard I know people that do two different things. One is, of course, the object clearing, and you can do that anytime. And then someone else told me that they put some light infusion from one of their healings on while they're eating. I think before they eat, they're right on their plate, and then maybe while they're eating to keep their food clean.
Yeah, that would work. That's great, yeah.
Yeah. I think the object clearing is terrific. You know, maybe, I don't know, you buy a box of something that you're going to use for a while, or you have a bottle of vitamins, but then each meal you can put the light infusion on for it.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Let's see, we have a lot of input from people here, Ron, and it is Paranormal Friday, so I want to ask a couple of, well, as a, of course I always say everything's paranormal, but here's an interesting one. I was watching a car drive very close beside me this morning and looked to see if it was going to hit me in the rear and watched it disappear. To my amazement, it was just gone. I commanded to be here in the now. Wondering how the timeline changed. Did I change, or did their timeline change?
Their timeline changed. So I think the aliens who dropped the car in behind you noticed that there was a problem, and they just took the timeline away, and it disappeared. Remember,
okay.
People live on multiple timelines, and, you know, whatever timeline you're living on, it'll be conscious to you. So we talk about being in the now, that way you're in source energy that's on this planet here with the Earth spirit. That's what we talk about being in the now. When we talk, this is, you know, on my shows anyway, because, you know, I'm out of time, so now you're going to be in the same location that I am, in a sense, out of time. When the show ends, you can still be out of time on the alien timeline. So where I live, I don't live on alien timelines. I'm out of time. Oh, I'm here, but I'm not. So the energy, as you're on your own timeline, that's real to you, and that's where you normally have your consciousness. So if you're not here, you're still going to have full consciousness on the timeline that you're living on. Just like you had the whole day. You could probably go through and map out your day, what you did. And what if you weren't here during all that time? You weren't on planet Earth. You're on a fabricated clone planet Earth that looks like this one. Right now, you are actually here on planet Earth. So what happened with that car situation is, whether you were in the now or whether it just you weren't, we'll just say that hypothetically, just a general question about something like that happening. We're not talking about the person who's sending the information. So we'll just say that you're living and on a timeline, and that happened to you, and the aliens dropped in another timeline. We'll say that you're living on timeline number 525. So you're on that timeline driving your car. And all of a sudden, the aliens want to bring in timeline 600 into the same space that you're in. And so all of a sudden, this car gets dropped in, and they look, and they go, uh-oh, timeline 600 is going to intersect with 525. We got to do something here and take our timeline away. So they'll just take it away. What would happen to the person who vanished? They'll just block out the energy. They'll stop time for that person, take away the movie set, and continue on with their timeline. Maybe they take you away out of it. And that person is still driving down the road, but you're not there because you're just using the film footage without you being on it on timeline 600, because you got in the way. So it gets a little confusing, but that's sort of what happens to timelines. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, and thank you for the timeline crashing clearings that help us stay in the now and get rid of some of our issues. Okay, so someone sent in a couple of questions for Sci-Fi Night or Paranormal Night. I watch sci-fi TV shows about space travel. Is it true that when you are flying, you are out of time? That would explain why I have all these ideas and plans for what I want to do while I'm flying, but they are often forgotten or fall apart after I get home.
That is correct. More than likely, yeah. So take notes.
Great. Wow, that is so interesting. Thank you, listener. And Ron, thank you. That's a great suggestion.
Because you're disconnected from the different grid lines here, which will give you a landing point, okay? So when you're up in the air, you're really not connected to much of anything. You can still be connected to yourself and your spirit and everything else, but you're not connected to massive timelines. Might just be the timeline of the plane flying, okay? And what's happening inside the plane. In fact, I was hearing somebody talking on one of my flights, and they were kind of mentioning they're watching the little TV monitor, and some commercial came on, and they thought they would remember what they saw, because it looked intriguing or whatever. And after they landed, they didn't know what they didn't remember what it was, because they were no longer on that timeline. They're on the ground now. It'll be interesting to have a stewardess or pilot comment on that too. I imagine people who fly a lot probably just feel different. They land each time. And they may not, this may sound kind of strange, but maybe they don't age as much when they're not on the ground here. I'll have to see how that is. So, anyway, if you're not on a timeline where there's trauma and drama, then you're not going to have all those ill effects as the energies are trying to destroy you, like you do other people. So back to you.
Yes, anybody who's going to fly somewhere, clear yourself off, bring a pad and a pen, take notes,
yeah,
and then write to us when you get home. Because we want to hear about it. But it would be a good idea to clear the entities and aliens out of the plane and, you know, keep yourself as clear as possible for the, which is a bit of a job, going through an airport. So you don't want to have something attached to you, and it's maybe not your own ideas, but if you can be clear, it would be really interesting to hear about that. So the second question this person has, if humans were to engage in long-term space travel, would they cease having emotions since they're no longer attached to the Earth?
Yeah, I would say that would probably be correct. Yes. Like
wow.
I said, you're not being triggered by other people, and that triggering of other people are going to bring forth your issues. So if you're not being connected to the energies to do that to you, remember, the aliens are doing it to you, because you have programs inside of you that are activated by people. So, yeah, and the grid lines. So if you're up there, you know, traveling, chances are you may become more peaceful and not judge as often. I said it would be interesting to see, have a stewardess call in, or not call in, but, you know, text us or something, write in, and let us know how it is when they fly. How they feel. Maybe they don't have that much accountability on an airplane as they're out of emotions. And then when they get down here, possibly, they may have to figure out maybe what they did wrong, maybe on their flight or something, because they're not triggered as much. I don't know, you know. So, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Let me see what I'm just getting in here. Okay. Someone's asking, could you please clear tomorrow and date tonight instead of tomorrow night? So maybe they are in another country and it's tomorrow is now, or maybe they just want it to be cleared before the day starts. So September 5th, Ron, could you clear that for this person?
Well, I can clear September 5th, but I don't think I'm going to have any success clearing the day of September 5th, because it's not created yet. At least from my standpoint, it's not created. Maybe for you it might be. But for me, it's not created yet. So I can clear, you know, the 9 and the 5 and the 2015, but for me, it doesn't exist. In fact, 5 minutes from now doesn't exist. I'm not living there. I'm only living in the now. But here we go. I'll clear September 5th, 2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. So, if you are an attendant on an airplane, stewardess or man or something, be interesting, or even a pilot. Maybe you were a pilot in one of in one of the services, I guess the Air Force or whatever. Maybe you might want to write in how it felt when you're up in the air. Be curious to have that information.
Someone did write in, Ron. I flew as a flight attendant for 38 years and actually had very little emotions.
Ah, that's
so
good.
That's
38
that's,
years. Would be, would definitely be the test for that. So, yeah, that's good. I'd say that's that terms that exactly.
Okay, so we talked a lot about entities tonight, Ron, and for our new listeners, Ron also sheds light for us on the fact that we basically have been invaded by aliens because they're here and they're messing with us all the time. So we have a question about aliens. How do the aliens blindside our discernment faculty so well from seeing a problem which makes it twice as hard to clear the problem? Do they put a resistor in your discernment faculty?
Well, that's good. Yeah, they can do that. They can control what you're thinking. So as you start approaching the situation of what you shouldn't be doing, or some type of mindset, or what you're, you know, trying to figure out or whatever, then they can take you somewhere else and just stop time. Remember, they can also, let's just say that you're trying to create something, and you know you're doodling on a piece of paper. This will be a little weird, but you're making a little happy face on there, and the aliens don't like what you did. But that they can take that time and go back, say half a minute. And maybe you're just drawing the eyes on the little happy face, right? The alien goes, I don't like those eyes. So now they stop time, rewind the footage, okay, this is what you know, this happens, and then put you back a half a minute ago, then give you a program to make a different type of eye. And now you make a different type of eye. You don't know that it was erased. That's what they can do. They're in control of that situation. So they can take stuff just out of your consciousness, back in time, and change it. And that's why a lot of times, from what I heard anyway, I don't know if it's correct, but I've heard that's why police officers, you know, when they come to a situation, maybe a traffic accident, they try to get all the different viewpoints of the people that are around as a witness to see what happened, because each one may have a whole different storyline, okay, of what they saw. And I won't go into that at all, because that could be a big can of worms, especially if they're on a different timeline and they got dropped in here. But just keeping it really simple, each one's going to say their own little thing, and they may be all different. So back to you.
Okay, someone else wrote in, now I know why I became so emotionless flying as a flight attendant. So, well, that's all really good.
Yeah.
I guess as far as the, you know, getting ideas and feeling creative, it would be more likely when you're a passenger that would happen, because when you're working, of course, you have a lot to do and a lot on your mind. Being emotionless must be a wonderful asset for that job, because you're dealing with all sorts of people and issues and possible problems, and so that's good. All right. Okay, someone wrote in a nice testimonial, Ron. I'm reporting that I keep feeling better and better as time goes by since I have been working with Ron, especially since I have been doing the monthly calls. I can do more physical work at age 62 than I was able to do 15 years ago. My knees don't hurt anymore. My ability to get along with people has improved. I feel calm and happy, maybe up to 50% more. If I feel an icky feeling, I command my spirit to drop my thoughts into my heart, and my mood changes instantly. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Yes, very nice. And the monthly calls for September start on Saturday, September 12th. That's the four-hour Saturday call. And then the eight-hour call is the following day, of course, the 13th. And the following subsequent Sundays, which I'm trying to get my calendar up, but it's on the website anyway, creationlightship.com. It's right there at the top. So thank you very much for that nice testimonial. We have a request, Ron, for a sample of the pain body healing.
Okay, so pain, here we go. Think of the pain that you may have. Releasing that one particular program, we'll say, that you're looking at in the now that's causing you the pain. So just look at that situation. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll kind of talk about this a little bit. Remember, you think you're in real time in that, you know, if you had pain 10 minutes ago, then you had it, say, 9 minutes ago and 8 minutes ago. No, you're being recreated continuously, you know, on the alien timeline or timeline. So we'll just talk about one timeline, like a sine wave. So you're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on, off and on. This is not talking about being taken out of here every 10 minutes and being brand new again. I was talking about during that 10-minute cycle that you're in. No. What happens is the top, you know, a sine wave is a you know, a straight line with an S on it, you know. So the straight line goes from left to right, then you make an S, making it very simple for people. Well, in the center there where that flat line is where time has stopped. So you created, we'll say, above the line and below the line of the sine wave. And so the thoughts that you have, okay, the mind energy, which we'll just say also can be pain, is created in the upper part of that sine wave, okay? And so one cycle would be on, off, on. Now, did you have to bring the pain from the top part of the sine wave into the bottom part? Yes, you did, to get the pain. Now, if for some reason it was cleared, then that next part of that next either loop going on the top or the bottom, or we could just say both loops as one cycle, so as that pain is released from you, then it doesn't recreate itself on that sine wave. Oh, did you have the pain 5 minutes ago? You'd probably say yes, but if you didn't have it when time was stopped when you weren't here. It was just created as your last thought had the imprinting onto your next part of your recreated life. Hopefully that makes sense to you. That's the way healings work. So as you go into your next up and down portion on that sine wave, we'll call it, little mountains top and bottom, each one of those, when you hit that zero point on that sine wave, you're not created yet. And did your last thought give you the manifestation and the creation that's going to be in the next part of that sine wave? Or we'll just make it simple, the next cycle. Oh, yes, it did. So that's why when you have a clearing and those energies are no longer there, things go away. Because you're not connected to those energies, as it's taken away from you. The light just takes it away. Oh, that's another way to kind of talk about how the clearings work. And then you have peace in that area that you didn't have peace before. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Unfortunately, wow, we know we have a few more minutes. I was going to say we're getting, this show is going by very quickly. But we have until 5 after tonight, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Good. So someone is making a request to clear. Can you do a sample clearing for people who did blank in the past? Now, I don't know what this is, and I'm afraid even, I don't want to say it, and I'm sure if I tried to say it, I wouldn't say it correctly. I can only assume it's a religion or a philosophy or a cult. Just some kind of practice, perhaps New Age, I don't know. So I don't want to say what that is, but a lot of us listening have done things I don't want to say regret, but it would have been better if we hadn't done them. So is it possible to do a sample if we think of one thing we did in our past that we'd like away from us now?
Well, yeah, I can do that. See, I'm only going to clear one page out of that book. You're bringing up an issue. I'm only clearing the one page that you're bringing up. So think of that one situation that you dealt with that comes forward. Remember, it's only one thought that I'm clearing. You know, as if I clear that one thought, maybe the other thoughts won't be there. They could be, but the one thought will be released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, back to you.
Okay, someone wrote in, Ron, that the other day you cleared aliens out of our room during the radio show. I felt that there were aliens around me on the healing call on Thursday. Could aliens also be attracted to that call, and if so, would they be brought to the light?
That's hard to answer, because if they're in your body and we're doing a healing, they could very possibly, you know, maybe go to the light. I can't answer that, because it's hard to say what would happen to them, okay?
Well, could the person say to the light beings, I feel there are aliens around me, and if there are, could you bring them to the light? Would that work?
You would need to have the, possibly, yeah. You would probably, I think that would work. Also, you may ask the aliens if they want to go to the light, and ask the light beings to take them. I would do that probably. If they don't want to go to the light, then chances are the energy would be very strong for them, and they would leave.
Okay. All right, well, we're very near the end of the show here, but someone probably just typed this in. Why don't the alien clearings prevent them from abducting us? Like, why doesn't it give us protection? And then aren't they afraid to get close to us when the creation lightship is working on us?
I would say they probably are. But, you know, it's your own consciousness that can bring them in also. Okay? So how many, you know, you're running programs all the time which you're connected to. So the clearings being up can deter a lot of it. But it's not going to be, you know, the end-all, be-all, where they're not going to come and get you. I wish the clearings could do that. But remember, you're off on different timelines, too. If you didn't have, you only had one timeline, one that's here, and you weren't off in, you know, parallel lives, many timelines, then I would say that, you know, what we have on the website would be 100% effective for alien intervention. But because you're on multiple timelines, you're already interfacing with them, whether you know it or like it or not. That can come back here to you. Like I said, your only real protection is to be in the now. And in the now, then the aliens won't be able to get you as easily, because you're not on multiple timelines. You're not a multidimensional being. You're not using mass mind consciousness, which is what the aliens gave you. Well, we should probably end the program here, so let's do the mind-to-heart drop. Thank you, everybody. So here we go, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Thanks, all.